it was well known, it was widespread from social media yesterday when it came out. I'm sure if there was a proper investigation, there was more than the places that were mentioned. I think it's absolutely disgraceful what has happened. We've seen with the mother and baby homes, orphanages and schools, this was all linked. There's a lot of violence, a lot of abuse, and as some of them had said, their childhood stops when the abuse started. And the same thing that's going to happen now happened with the mother and baby homes and the orphanages is going to be covered up. Like the Ryan report, which was put away for 25 years or 75 years, and we had the mother and baby homes signed away last year for 30 years. Absolutely disgraceful what's going on, especially to innocent children at the time, where they were being physically and sexually abused by teachers, by parents who knew that this was happening. It's absolutely shocking. And to think that it'll be, oh, there'll be a few pounds given out here and there. People are after going through serious trauma and suffered a lot, and it's going to be the same thing that you're going to have to relive. Now, over half the people who were accused of doing this are passed away. Nobody will ever see justice for this, and I would only hope that the people who are still around would see their time served in jail at some stage, because it's absolutely shocking what's after happening.
There's a number of groups calling for a redress scheme to be set up. You'd be obviously in agreement with those calls.
You'd be in agreement with a redress scheme, but you just have to look at what's happening with the mother and baby homes. None of the religious orders are paying up. So how can they expect anything else? The same religious orders that ran the schools, they're not going to pay up, and the government are going to have to pay up. It's time that people in government, now they'll get away with an excuse because there's an election coming up, it's time to seize church assets and pay redress for people in orphanages, in mother and baby homes, and now survivors of abuse in schools.